And welcome to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. And so what I wanted to do for a few minutes today is spend some time with Jack Cohen, of course, president of Butler County Tourism. Jack, how are you doing today? I always enjoy talking to you, but it's always a rough time right now.
Well, it is a rough time, but if we put our mindset there, that's how we'll be.
That's true.
Honestly, I'm sitting here with a smile on my face because it gives me something I know I got to do. Obviously, our industry is really suffering, and our restaurants are hurting, and our hotels are empty, and, you know, business in general is really slowed down to a crawl. But at the end of the day, we know this is going to go away. So we got to be patient. We deal with what we have, and we keep going.
Yeah, we do keep going. And you have found a way to keep going for employees that have been laid off recently. And I know we talked about this last week on the air as a part of a news story, but just remind us where we are with this right now, with this mitigation effort and helping those in the hospitality industry.
You know, every day when we go to a restaurant or we go shopping someplace, somebody serves us, and we take that for granted all the time. And now I think we start to think about it when we hear the restaurants are closing and they can't be open and this one's down and all these different changes in our lives. But those folks are suffering. They really are suffering when they're home, you know, a week or two before the holidays, and they're not sure, one, if they're ever going to get called back to work. Two, what are we going to do for money? Hopefully they have enough that they can feed their children and maybe put a gift or two underneath a tree. But the end of the day is we don't know that. And we want to make sure that that's everybody's thinking. So we're actually asking people in the public if they could help us out a little bit. I know communities are going to step up. I know a lot of people have stepped up over the weekend. And it's exciting to see that the caliber of people live in our community because people are stepping up. And we kind of like that.
How are hospitality business owners, how are they supposed to be a part of this? Do they get in contact with Visit Butler County?
Yeah, so when you go to our site, which is visitbutlercounty.com, there are two pieces in there. One, if people want to donate, and the other one is a form that can be downloaded, or shortly it'll be just to fill out online. And the restaurant manager or owner can go on and list the names of the employees that have been laid off due to this latest COVID issue. So anybody that's been laid off from Saturday on, we're going to try to get all their names and try to figure out how much money, and I'm hoping it's a lot, that we could give these folks, you know, everybody get a gift card or a Visa card or, you know, MasterCard, something like that, that we can get monies back into the hands of those folks that aren't working.
So is there a way for other businesses to get involved who haven't been affected by this, or
well,
just
this
individuals?
Well, it's a hospitality program. So anybody in the hospitality industry is certainly welcome to do this, not just restaurants.
Right, absolutely. All right, what I want to do also is focus on the talk about takeout, because it's something that you're doing online, a social media awareness campaign, if you will. And talk about what we're supposed to do here.
So, you know, as we all know, you can't go indoor dining. And a lot of folks are saying, you know, we want to support the restaurants. So the way to do that is go and order stuff to go or carry out or deliver or curbside, any of those things, and take a picture of your food or the outside of the restaurant and tell us what you did, why you got it, and all those kind of fun things, and put it on Instagram. When you have it there and it's posted, we're going to find, just randomly pick some prizes for those folks who have downloaded that and shared it with us, their story about why they went there.
And the hashtag is hashtag talk about takeout. And I have to, I laughed, Jack, with my husband, because when social media, of course, first started to be popular, we both kind of looked at each other and thought, why do I want to take a picture of my food? Now, Jack, you are telling us to take a picture of our food.
Yeah.
I love that. It's
come
full
circle. You never know where it's going to go.
Right?
But look, you know, you open up the lid, you know, it used to be an old styrofoam box.
Right.
It's a whole different game now. People are doing the neatest things, and you know, you'll find that at every different restaurant, something different. I had one. I actually ate at Domenico's restaurant in Cranberry last night, had it taken out, and it came over, and someone dropped it off. Of course, they delivered, and it's in these beautiful containers. I thought for sure I'd have to get the plates, dump everything out, you know. All I did was take the lid off. It was perfect. I mean, it was so nice, and shame on me because I forgot to take the picture. Oh, I ate
see?
It so quick.
Right?
I know. I ate it so fast that I forgot all about taking the picture.
That means you got to go back and get another round of food.
Absolutely. And it was good.
It's a hashtag talk about takeout. And I know you mentioned Instagram. You can do this on any social media platform, right? It's out
yeah.
there.
Yep.
All right. And I don't know if you can talk about this or not, or do you have your tech savvy individuals with you? That I'm always curious when people start doing something like this. There's so many different platforms, and there's so many ways to put out hashtag talk about takeout. Who collects that data? How do you know how many people are out there?
Well, that's nice. You know, we're really truly a marketing firm for all the hospitality industry. And so I have people on staff that are really savvy at this stuff, and there's two or three of them that can really just get in there, download everything they need, see everything. They're on that all day long, and they'll be able to, you know, tell us what they got, where it's been, and how, you know, just all those different things that we need to know will come up, and they share that all the time.
What's your plan for Talk About Takeout? Is this going to be a campaign just for this month? Do you expect it 6 months? Do you expect it into January, February? What's your thought about a deadline?
Well, if it continues to work and people want to see, you know, what restaurants look right now, as we all know, all the restaurants are down except for their to-go orders. And frankly, there's quite a few restaurants in Butler County. And if they're all starting to do takeout, and I hope that's the case because none of them want to see people walk by their business. So we want to make sure that they are. And if they need help setting that up, we can do that too. We partner with Sysco Food Service to teach people, all these restaurants, on how to do it and how, you know, how easy it is. And they shouldn't be afraid to make that change if they weren't doing orders to go.
So, Jack, what's the feedback been right now? I know you and I have talked many times throughout the pandemic, but it's been a couple of months since we really got into the feedback of what's been happening with the hospitality industry. With this latest effort that you're doing with tourism, what's the feedback?
Well, obviously, in our industry, the hospitality industry, it seems like it's been singled out by the governor. You know, people are going to restaurants or going into a bar to have a drink. It seems as if they're the only ones getting whacked, and their business is really shuttered. So I will tell you that the restaurateurs are not happy. And, you know, you go into other big business box stores, and you see all these people in there, some with masks, some with not, and there's no social distance, and there's thousands of people out and around, and you just wonder why just the restaurants, why just the bars? It doesn't make sense to me. That's my own personal belief. And I think that there's other ways that it should have been fairer to all industry, and we would have, you know, this mitigation might have been a whole lot quicker.
Yeah, that's true. So where do we go from here, or are we not at that stage yet?
Well, being that he's pretty much shut most things down except, you know, 50% for the shops now. So when you had 2,000 people in Home Depot, now you got 1,000. I don't know. I wish I knew. I only hope that it works because none of us want to be sitting in our houses the rest of our life, and all of us want to make sure people are safe. That's the most important piece that we continue to talk about. The safety of our employees, the safety for our guests is vital, and that's the only reason that we're doing it, because we want to make sure that our staffs are safe and that when an employee comes in for an experience, they get what they want and not what they don't want.
And I'm glad you're doing this. Of course, everyone's glad that you're helping out, and you do such a great job in doing that. And I'm wondering what the conversation's been like with those who thought, okay, the first round of this was tough. The second round of this, I'm not sure if we're going to survive. Are you getting that conversation?
Well, I can tell you we're getting that conversation. I've had some restaurants honestly call, and they break down and they cry because they've been in business for years and they're worried they're not going to be able to survive. Unfortunately, the truth of it is the National Restaurant Association came out with a unfortunate statistic. At the end of this and when it's over, the predictions are 40% of all the restaurants we know will be gone. And the sadder part is there was a piece that on the feds, they have it. The bill's sitting there waiting for them to vote, but because they'd rather argue between parties, they haven't taken care of the business to take care of the people that pay them. And that disturbs me the most. You know, when our elected officials from the governor's side, you know, he pushed it to the feds, and the feds are, you know, it's a nightmare up there. So until they can figure out their own house and get it straightened out to help the citizens who put them into office, that's the biggest issue right now. They're not doing their work. Honestly, that's how I feel, and I know all my employees and everybody I talk with feel the same way. It's not a good time to helping people. They're just not doing it enough. This industry is singled out, and they're not helping them at all.
And I know, of course, we're focused on the bars and restaurants, but yet tourism envelops so much of
sure
Butler
does.
County. And so what about the other businesses that are a part of hospitality?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, you think about that. Just the Lemieux Center. Think about the hockey tournaments that aren't coming in. You know, you think about the hotels that are sitting empty. You think about the levels of shopping that you can't do. For people that don't know, that Butler County in 2018 is the last time I got some really strong numbers from the state, and tourism in Butler County generated an economic impact over $600 million in 1 year. $600 million. So think about the tax revenue from that and the lack of it now. So as those tax revenues don't come in, where are they going to get to make that up? It's going to be a tax somewhere else, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what I'm curious about. When, if we can say when this is over, it's not really over because once we get past COVID, yeah, now we have to recuperate after that.
Correct. And that's going to take us a long time. So, you know, we think that we won't see our hotel business come back till it's middle of 23 or the end of 23. It's going to take that long to get back to where we were.
And do you think that there will be a short span of time before we see events come back? Again, we don't know exactly. We don't have an end date to this COVID.
But they kind of predict this. So they're saying that the population that has to be between 70 and 75% have to take the vaccine in order to get us out of this pandemic. So think about where we are today at ground zero. They're starting to inoculate some folks today, and it's difficult enough to get the people that are in nursing homes, and they're not moving around much, and the employees that are working in the the hospitals and the facilities, the care facilities, they're all there. How do you inoculate the public? How are they going to figure out a system that they know everybody's going to get the opportunity to take this? And then will they take it is the other question. So until they can get that piece in play and get that started, we'll all still be wearing masks, and we'll all be under certain conditions until that happens.
And the more
that could be another full year.
Yeah, and the more time that goes by, the harder this is going to be to recruit.
Absolutely.
But you know what? You and I have talked about before how you've been a part of that cycle where you've had to, we'll say, pick up from the bottom and really grow to flourish something. What do you see now as we go into this time as time is passing by and it is getting harder? So how do you pick up the pieces on the other end?
Well, you see what we're trying to do. We're trying to get people to engage. And that's going to be the only thing we can really do is to get people to understand that everything isn't closed. You know, you have to still live your life. You have to have the opportunity to do things you wanted to do, but we've got to make sure it's safe.
Jack Cohen, of course, doing a great job in helping out the hospitality industry. And I know it's your life and your love, if you will. And talk about your staff, if you will. I know the last time we talked, we were still looking at trying to bring some staff back. Have you brought some staff back to tourism?
We have brought two folks in, and we're hoping at the first of the year that we might be able to bring one or two more back. So we've got our fingers crossed, and if things play out correctly, we should be able to bring a couple of more back. But after that, it's going to be quite a while until we can get the rest back. You know, it's a difficult time, as we all know. And, you think about our revenues that we receive from a hotel tax. When they're short by 60 or 70%, we have to make changes. And unfortunately, that's where we are.
Yeah. Jack Cohen, of course, here talking about the hospitality industry and how tourism is trying to help the hospitality business right now. And along with the county commissioners, I don't want to leave them out, and Center for Community Resources, they're all teaming
they're
up.
They're great partners,
yeah.
And everybody's doing their part. And I will tell you, honestly, we couldn't do this by ourselves. This is a commitment from our commissioners, and I need to thank them, and I am thanking them. And Mike Robb and his group are tremendous, tremendous people in our community. They really, their focus is every citizen in our community. And we're so glad that they can partner with us to try and help our folks.
And one other element I want to mention before I let you go today is the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. that the food distribution is coming up on Tuesday, December 22nd. So anyone is available to participate.
Yeah, that'll be at Lernerville Speedway.
Yeah, so right here.
A tourism facility.
Yes, true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, so we have those kind of big facilities in our community, too. So you think about this, and hopefully by the time spring comes around and they want to get those cars racing again, maybe they'll be able to. Just keep your fingers crossed, and let's all do the right thing. And, you know, we all know what that is. Keep your mask on, wash your hands, and social distance. Those three things should certainly help us keep these numbers down.
Jack Cohen, Butler County Tourism, thank you so much, as always.
Well, thank you, and everybody listening, have a happy and healthy New Year, and a Merry Christmas for those, and a Happy Hanukkah for the rest of you.